Now we're going to check in with the editorial board of the Arizona Republic. It's a weekly segment where we talk about current issues facing the state and the nation, featured in columns on the newspaper's op-ed pages. The migrant caravans that have moved from Central America into Mexico on their way to the U.S. have caused criticism and consternation from some corners and empathy and concern from others. They've also raised questions about whether the U.S. has become more unfair to refugees and immigrants than other nations. Arizona Republic editorial director Phil Boas wrote about that and is with me for his weekly appearance to discuss it. Phil, first, what are your general observations about these very different points of view people have expressed about the migrant caravans and refugees?
So the caravan that we're paying attention to now is actually not a news story. These have been happened before in the past, and they were happening many years ago when there was a lot more illegal immigration coming across the U.S. border, the U.S.-Mexico border. I have written a column about this, that the whole focus on today's caravan and what has been traveling vertically through Mexico really points to some larger truths about immigration that we ought to pay attention to. And beginning with how this whole thing started, this started in a city in Honduras called San Pedro Sula, which is in northern Honduras and is one of the most dangerous cities in the world. And groups of migrants who were at a bus station there decided that since they were headed north, that they might as well travel together and travel in safety and in numbers, because they had a dangerous journey ahead trying to get to the United States. And that was a journey through Guatemala and then up through Mexico, where immigrants are not treated well. And they knew it, but they wanted to get to the United States. And that's a very telling thing in today's world, at a time when the United States is constantly under fire for its immigration policies. It's not well known that the United States is actually a very generous nation when it comes to immigrants.
Well, what does that illustrate then about President Trump? Is there a situation where, because of what he says, that is given the wrong impression about what the greater public feels? When it comes to people who actually are fleeing dangerous areas and they want to come here, it also indicates that this is still the place that, when people think about dreams, this is what they think about.
Well, I've been reading what the people in the caravan are saying. They're very aware of Trump's quotes. They know that Donald Trump, in his policies and his words, is hostile toward immigrants. And his America still represents a better alternative than the other alternatives they have in Latin America, such as Mexico and some of those other Central American nations. Mm-hmm. That ought to say something to us in America. Here's some stats I was looking at this morning, a UN report. United States has 46.6 million foreign-born people. That constitutes about 19% of the world's foreign-born population. The next closest nation is Germany with about 5%. We have 19, they have 5%. Mm-hmm. This is a generous nation to immigrants. We've been enriched by immigrants. We've been tough on immigrants, too. But that has to be seen in context, and it has to be seen in context by a human rights community that is constantly condemning the United States for its treatment of immigrants. We're far better than a lot of other nations.
Do you think the condemnation, though, comes, it's directed at one person? And it ends up, because he's the leader of the nation, it comes across that they're criticizing the entire nation.
It's more than one person. I mean, there is a perception out there within the civil rights, human rights community that this is a xenophobic nation, that it's, you know, an Anglo-Saxon nation, dominated by Anglo-Saxon, you know, that has turned its back to immigrants. Well, in fact, it has not. It is a nation made up of immigrants, where there is a lot of sympathy for immigrants, but there's also some expectation that we get to control our border. We get to decide who comes in. You don't just decide, oh, you know, I'm going to be an American. And most countries feel that way. That's a human thing.
Mm-hmm. What's the best outcome, Phil, for what we're talking about with these caravans? What's the best outcome for, ultimately, in terms of how it affects the U.S. and how it affects these people as individuals?
Well, something little known about the Berlin Wall, which is quite different than the barriers we have at our border, far different reasons and whatnot, but little known about that was that the Russians built the Berlin Wall because not only were East Germans fleeing the communist bloc, but the very best East Germans were fleeing. The people with ambition who really wanted to make something of their lives had the gumption to go and do that and cross over into the West. And I think you see that with Latin America as well. I think you see a lot of really great people who come up here who take tremendous risks, who enter a society that it doesn't speak their language, that is a quite different culture. They're willing to do that to make better lives for them and their families. I think we need to sort out who are the real refugees here, and let's take them in, and they will enrich this country. Mm-hmm. And let's turn away those who are the phonies, who are really not here to gain sanctuary.
Phil Boas is editorial director of the Arizona Republic.